The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, welcome back. Quick turnaround right back to it. Second game of our doubleheader. I'm Brandon Tabman. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Troy and Onega tonight. Nightcap for the boys contest. Trojans come in at 4-2. They're perfect in TBL play. The Buffaloes come in at 2-5 and 1-3 in league play. Let's start with the Buffaloes. Their starting lineup tonight, senior Casey Myers, the junior Ty Figge. Figge was a starter last year as a sophomore. Colby Fordham is a junior. Zach Fisher, a three-year starter, is a junior as well. And then Jason Abbott is a senior who averaged 8.6 rebounds a game a year ago and is averaging over 10 points and 6 rebounds a game this year. So for Luke Baxter, 11th season at the helm for Onega, it'll be Myers, Figge, Fordham, Fisher, and Abbott. For the home team Trojans tonight, 4-2, 4-0 in league play. Jonathan Rodbelt is their head coach. They'll go like this. Griffin Weber is a 5'8 senior. Bowden Bennett is a 5'9 sophomore. Jarrett Norris, our reigning athlete of the week, the 6'4 junior, averaging 20 points and 12 rebounds a game. Cam Anderson is a 6' senior, and then Reagan Hartman is a 5'11 junior. So again, for the Trojans, it is Weber, Bennett, Norris, Anderson, and Hartman. Game tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. And just getting a bounce set for this one. And the Troy girls victorious in the first game, 60-32. All black uniforms for the Buffaloes, home white uniforms for the Trojans. Thanks for tuning in. It's an early night. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Other games again across the area. Holton Channel and the Sabetha Channel. Sabetha Channel has Sabetha at Hiawatha. The Holton Channel has Holton at Perry LeCompton this evening. ACCHS at Jackson Heights on 103.9 KMZA, and then Oskaloosa at Horton on our sister station, Care 93.7. So getting to the points, into the season, where we'll have kind of mid-season tournaments scattered about throughout the next few weeks. So TBL tournament starts this weekend. So here we go. It'll be Abbott and Norris to jump it up, and the Trojans win the opening tip. They go from left to right, and we are underway. Trojans in their home white uniforms, averaging over 56 points per game. They've won four straight since an 0-2 start. Their two losses were to Riverside and Hiawatha. They're coming off a 12-point win over Valley Heights on a Friday night, 54-42. Buffalo's in his own defense right now. They get it backside to Bennett on the block, trying to hand it off to somebody inside. It's tipped away. Now it gets into the hands of Norris, who gets his own rebound. Another opportunity is up, no good, and then the Buffaloes are able to clear it away. So a missed opportunity as Abbott pulls away the second opportunity, missed inside by Jarrett Norris. And no score, 45 seconds in. Buffaloes with their first possession. Here's Figge, the junior, right side, dribbles into the corner. Abbott's along two. That one no good. Battle for the rebound, tipped away, and corralled there by Cam Anderson. So Cam Anderson, the 6' senior, 12 points per game. Here's a deep left wing three that's too strong, hits the top of the backboard and goes out of play. So the Buffaloes getting it back. Just played over a minute here in the first quarter, still no score. So Figge sent to throw it in. Gets it off to Colby Fordham, the junior. Trojan showing a little bit of pressure here in the full court as Zach Fisher works it up the floor. The three-year starter, the junior, averaging over 10 points per game. They get it to Fordham top of the key. They want to go to Abbott at the free throw line. He's guarded by Norris. Spins it there, right side, goes to Fordham. Now they get it inside deep to Casey Myers, who then tries to swing it from the right block to the left block, and it's tipped away and intercepted by Jarrett Norris. Norris to Anderson, thought about a transition three, backs it out and slows it down. 6:19 and counting, first quarter. Still looking for our first points in this one. Trojans looking for the sweep. Girls big in the first game. 60-32 was that final. Here's Bennett's right side. Now Norris, right side on the wing, working on Abbott's. Gets to the free throw line. Left side it goes to Weber, who wants to fire a deep three. That one is strong. Rebound Onega. Cleared away by Zach Fisher. So still no score. We've played two-plus minutes so far. Here's Abbott's at the elbow. Left side. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Hands it off to Figge, who curls through two defenders. His shot blocked inside by Norris, and the rebound collected by Hartman. Norris also averaging over two blocks per game. He gets one right there. 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. And we get a whistle and a travel. It's a turnover, as that was Griffin Weber who drove inside and got called for a travel. And Seth Judd, a 5'8 sophomore. And another sub as well coming in, but we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a 30. So we'll keep it right here. So we've played 2.5 minutes here in the first quarter, still looking for our first point. The Trojans and the Buffaloes. Troy won the lone matchup last season, 51-17. Troy last season, 9 wins. They went 9-12, but had a great TVL tournament, getting all the way and finishing third place. 10 of their 12 losses a year ago were by two possessions or less. And they lost to Hanover, of course, the defending state champs, by just 5 in the sub-state semifinals. Buffalo's coming off a 3-win season a year ago, looking for their third win of the year tonight. So out of the timeout, 5:28 left to go first quarter, no score. Buffalo's with the basketball, dealing with some full-court pressure. As it's Figge to throw it in, gets it off to Fisher. They're going to clear it out. It's man-to-man defense in the full court. Abbott sets a screen. Fisher goes left. Weber goes under the screen, stays with it. Right side it goes to Fordham on the wing. They get it to Abbott at the free throw line, looking for a bounce pass inside, nearly kicked away, and it's finally tipped out of bounds. Onega keeps it. Coming up on 3 minutes played, still no score. Buffaloes have struggled offensively this season. They average just 37 points per game. Defensively, they're stout, giving up just 44 a game. The Trojan defense giving up 49 a game. There's a deflected pass inside. Norris comes away with a steal. So he has a block and a steal already in the first quarter. Here's Judd, a little floater in the lane. That's no good. And Norris had a hand on it inside, but it's lost, and it's picked up by Ty Figge. Figge doubled. Gets it off to Myers, right side on the wing. Top of the key, it comes to Fisher. 4:40, clock moving first quarter. Still got no score in this one tonight. Right side, it goes on the wing to Figge. They want to go inside, and we get a whistle and our first foul. On the floor. They get this one on Hartman, a 5'11 junior. 4:34, left in the first. No score. Buffalo's trying to get it in. Fisher needs to get it in, does so over the top, and Fordham catching it just a smidgen in front of the midcourt stripe. Fisher comes back and gets it. In between the rings, out high, dribbling waist high with the right hand. Swings the pass right side to Fordham on the wing. Abbott wants to go over the top, gets it to Myers inside, and Norris with a emphatic block. He throws it away, and the rebound collected by Weber off the miss. That's his second block. And we played not even 4 minutes of the first quarter. That one was heavy. Norris sets a screen. Weber working around it. Left his feet at the free throw line. Spun around. Hartman, top of the key. Three. It's nothing but net. Reagan Hartman, the junior, finally breaks the seal. It's 3-0 Troy. 3:50 to go first quarter. They continue with the full court pressure. Buffaloes do a great job there. Fisher breaks the double team there. Gets it across the timeline. Right side to Figge. They get it to Abbott. They want to go to Myers inside. His pass is deflected and intercepted. They're really trying to go inside to Myers. Here's Norris in transition. His shot too strong, and Norris is going to be called for over and back. Good job by Abbott on the rebound attempt to block out Norris. And Norris picks up his first foul. 3-0 Troy. 3:29 left first quarter. Troy continues to look in the full court here pressure-wise. They get it to Fordham, right side. He got instantly trapped, and then it's knocked away in another steal. And then we get a whistle and a blocking foul. It's going to be on the floor as Norris came away with that steal. The foul's on Colby Fordham. That's his first and the first on the Buffaloes. So Troy with it, a 3-0 lead, 3:23 left first quarter. Underneath their own bucket, it's Anderson to throw it in. Left side, it goes to Weber. Hands it off to Anderson, corner three, short. Rebound Buffaloes. Fordham pulls in that rebound. Here's Fisher up the floor, far sideline, and he's bumped, and he's fouled. They get Griffin Weber with this one. That's his first, team second. Now we get another whistle and another timeout. It's a 30, so we will keep it right here. 3:12 to go first quarter. Troy has a 3-0 lead. Again, our broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College. Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. So let's see, got some score updates. Well, we got a few seconds here. A couple of halftime scores in the girls' games tonight. Horton leading Oskaloosa 12-10. Holton was leading Perry LeCompton 16-4. Sabetha was up 6 on Hiawatha at halftime, 21-15. Emily Krebs had a half-court buzzer beater at the end of the first half in that one for Sabetha. So a few scores from around the area. Of course, the Troy girls victorious 60-32 in the first one tonight. So out of the timeout, Buffaloes with it, down 3-0. Coming up on 3 minutes left here, first quarter. They'll reset. Fisher up top. Right side it goes to Fordham on the wing. Holds it high over his head. Ball fakes to the right. Comes back top of the key to Myers. Myers fakes. Now goes left side to Fisher. He wants to curl back top of the key near Steele. Taken away though by Figge. Keeps it alive. Goes to Myers in the right wing. Myers holds it down by the waist. Now Fordham has it once again. They got Abbott's right now standing at the free throw line, but now he pops out top of the key. Wants to set a ball screen. Not much there. Now he steps back and grabs it. Hands it off to Fisher. They reset. 2:33, clock moving first quarter. They go inside to Figge, quickly doubled in the short corner, and he's called for a travel. So 5 first quarter turnovers here for the Buffaloes, and they are still scoreless. Troy with a 3-0 lead. Clock now at 2:25 and moving first quarter. Cam Anderson calls out the signals, moves it up the floor from left to right, comes here near side on the wing to Seth Judd. 5'8 sophomore, top of the key it goes to Hartman. Hartman does have the lone bucket, make it... going to say near another bucket, but he's off on the miss. A short J inside. Myers comes away with the rebound. And we're down to 2 minutes to go here in the first. It's still a 3-0 score. Troy in front. Tip pass. Fordham collects in the corner. Now Abbott's at the free throw line. Shades his way over. Now Fisher will look. Ball fakes. Wants to step to his left and fire along two. That one's no good. Rebound for Griffin Weber. Minute 45 left in the first. 3-0 Troy. Here's Judd, inside, beautiful cut, easy layup inside, Judd the beautiful feed to Jarrett Norris. Reigning athlete of the week gets his first points. It's a 5-0 Troy lead, 90 seconds remaining in the first. Here's Jason Abbott, quickly up the floor, coast to coast, layup no good, but Cam Anderson's going to pick up the foul. Good job there by Abbott to break the press, take it all the way. As Anderson picks up his first foul, team foul number 3, Abbott to the line. To shoot two, trying to get some Buffaloes on the scoreboard. And the first free throw off, no good. 5-0 Troy. We got a minute 24 left in this first quarter. Bowden Bennett is back in for Troy, replacing Judd. And the second free throw is short, but an offensive rebound collected by Myers. He'll fade. His shot is short. Rebound Jarrett Norris. So Onega still looking for their first points, down 5-0 here late first quarter. Top of the key it goes. It's Bowden Bennett who just checked back in. Cam Anderson now with the touch. Gets it back to Bennett. Man-to-man defense here by Onega. There's a floater inside that's well off, just barely grazed iron. Rebound for Abbott. Now the Buffaloes trying to get it back up the floor, and then a whistle and a blocking foul. Far side. They're going to get this one on Hartman. That's his second. Team foul number 4, or correction, number 5 against the Trojans. Now down to just 54 seconds remaining here in the quarter. The Buffaloes with it, but still have yet to score. They're down 5-0. Here's Figgy, goes all the way inside. He's triple-teamed and just throws it off a Trojan's foot. And out of bounds, so Onega keeps the possession. Colby Simpkins, a junior, is into the game for the Buffaloes. He stands at the elbow as Fisher sets to throw it in. He goes into the corner. Simpkins gets it. Gets back to the elbow. Fires it two. That's too strong. Rebound Troy. Collected by Bennett. And then there's a pass by Anderson to nobody inside, and it's a turnover for Troy. So down to 37 seconds here in the first quarter. It's still 5-0. Here's Fisher, gets it back from Abbott. Might have got poked in the eye, but appears to be okay. He's having to run away from a double team, gets all the way around two defenders, gets it to Abbott. He'll fire a short shot, and it's good. Finally, Onega on the board. They're down 5-2. We're down to 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Here's Weber, top of the key. Now 8 seconds. He drifts left. Comes back, gets a Norris screen, top of the key. They want Anderson, deep left wing three. Good! As time runs out, and it's going to be an 8-2 lead as we head to the second quarter. Cam Anderson, a monster triple, and a low-scoring affair. 8-2, Troy by 6 after 8 minutes. We step aside. Back with more in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
All right, second quarter underway. Troy with an 8-2 lead here on Onega. Low-scoring affair. Buffaloes didn't get their first bucket until about a minute or under a minute left in the first, so they went on quite the scoring drought to start the game, but Troy didn't take too advantage of it. And they lead by 6, 8-2. Jeremiah Dorsey's in the game, working at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Simpkins. Buffaloes with the basketball. Now Myers, top of the key. Left side it goes to Fordham on the wing. Holds it chest high. Now puts it on the dribble once. Back up top to Dorsey. Dorsey looks left, goes back right. Finds the hands of Figgy. Figgy holding it high. Ball fakes a couple times. Now back to Myers. Myers left side to Simpkins. Simpkins holds it. Little bend to his knees. Had it knocked away there by Bennett. Collects and resets. They want to go inside. Simpkins on a cut. He's quickly doubled. Turns facing Norris. Gets it top of the key. It's Myers. Turned down an open three. Instead gets it back to Figgy, who wants to reset. Minute gone by. Second quarter. 8-2 Troy. Dorsey top of the key. Ball fakes, goes left. Fordham has it now. Top of the key it goes to Myers. Now Simpkins another touch. Right side on the wing. They bounce it short corner right with Fordham. Backs out into the corner. Gets it back to Simpkins. Simpkins hesies to the left, now goes right. Into the corner it goes to Fordham. Now they'll reset up top once again with Casey Myers. Head coach Luke Baxter says we're all right. Says keep it moving. 8-2, they're down 6. We've played 90 seconds already. Buffaloes continuing this opening possession of the second quarter. It's Simpkins. Right side has the dribble, doesn't use it. Fires it to the free throw line with Biggie. They'll back out and reset. And the Troy defense a little frustrated. You can see it in some of the players that they're not really doing much with it right now. As Myers gets it left side, Fordham again another touch, left side on the wing. 2 minutes gone by for this possession, opening up here in the second quarter. There's a backdoor cut. Biggie gets it inside, and it works out for two. A two-minute possession and a two-point basket. Biggie, his first bucket. Troy leads 8-4. Now, well, finally the first touch here in the second quarter for Troy. Here's Norris, spins, fades away, missed the bank shot inside, a whistle and a foul. The Buffaloes gathering a little momentum. Good job by Dorsey inside. Trying to see who the foul is on. They get this one on Bowden Bennett. That's his first, team foul number six. So the rest of the half here, Buffaloes will be in the bonus. 5:37 left in the second quarter. They're down 8-4 with the ball. And there's a near steal. Simpkins had it knocked away, and it is a steal. Here's Norris, pulls up from 10, knocks it in. Jarrett Norris with four, and it's a 10-4 Troy lead. Fisher busting through a double team. There's a whistle and a foul, and he's going to be shooting free throws here. They get this one on Griffin Weber. That's his second, team foul number seven, so Zach Fisher. Fisher and Abbott's the leading scorers for the Buffaloes, both over 10 points per game. Fisher to the line. He's a three-year starter. Also averages over five rebounds a contest. First free throw up and in, so he'll get the bonus. 10-5, 5:23 left until halftime. Reagan Hartman checks back in for Troy. He'll replace Bennett. So Fisher ready for his second free throw. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Chased, and a whistle and a foul. I think they get Abbott's here on the rebound attempt. That'll just be the second foul against Onega here in the first half. The first on Abbott. And so Troy takes over with a 10-5 lead, under 5:20 to go here until halftime. So here comes Troy up the floor. They got four from Norris, three apiece from Anderson and Hartman. There's a nice drive, but a layup is missed. Norris trying to collect the rebound. He does in the corner. So we'll reset after a quick missed shot inside. Good give and go. Norris battles inside. He draws the contact, and Norris will go to the free throw line. And they get this foul on Jeremiah Dorsey for the Buffaloes. That's his first, team foul number three. So Jarrett Norris, the 6'4 junior, playing like a first-team all-league selection right now, is at the line. He is short on the first free throw. Has struggled at the line, now 5 of 13 after that miss. As a team, the Trojans are 58% collectively at the free throw line. 10-5 our score, 5:02 left until halftime. Second free throw up and good. Norris goes 1 for 2, he's got 5. 11-5 our score, Troy by 6. Simpkins in the corner, had it knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Troy and Preston Christensen, who is checked in as well for the Trojans. Now we get another whistle and another sub. Ty Figge back into the game, replacing Simpkins. Myers comes back in as well, replacing Dorsey. So we got 4:59 left until halftime. Troy with an 11-5 lead. Still pressuring in the full court. Fisher finally gets it, but they still need to get it across the timeline. Lazy pass. It's going to be intercepted and saved underneath. And then Onega comes away with it. So back-to-back steals. Now Fisher is a 10 count because they never officially got it past half court. So they're saying Troy never had the possession. So it's going to be a 10-second call. And a turnover. We'll give it back to the Trojans with 4:40 to go here until halftime. They lead it 11-5. Here's Anderson, a little pull-up J, and he'll knock it down. A little fade to his step. Anderson has 5. That one from the right wing. And the lead is 13-5. There's a deflected pass, but into the hands of Fordham. Now he works up the floor. Myers lost the handle. They resettle across the timeline. Just past 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. 13-5 Troy. Here's Fordham. Go top of the key to Abbott. Straight down Broadway and a lot of contact, and it's an offensive foul. Second foul on Abbott. As Norris took the brunt in the heat of the charge, and the Trojans get it back. It's coming up on the halfway point here in quarter number two. Trojans with a 13-5 advantage. Troy won the lone game last season 51-17. Could potentially meet in the TBL tournament. There's a floater in the lane that's no good, and then we get a whistle and a missed shot inside by Preston Christensen, who got his own rebound, but I think they're going to get him for a foul on that rebound attempt, which would be his first, which is going to mean free throws coming up the other way for Colby Fordham. We'll shoot a 1-1. The junior Fordham hasn't scored tonight, 2.5 points per game. And he missed the free throw, and the rebound collected off the miss by Jarrett Norris, who now has 4 rebounds to go along with 5 first-half points. Here's a Cam Anderson deep-range left-wing three that's bottom. Cam Anderson leading all scorers with 8. And the lead is 11 now at 16-5 with 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Fisher. Top of the key, works left, gets it to Fordham in the corner, quickly out of some trouble, floats a pass to Abbott in between the rings. Right side, now it comes back out top to Fisher. 3:19, clock moving. Abbott's top of the key, left side it goes to Fordham. Fordham quickly doubled, now he gets out of some trouble. And they'll reset up top with Casey Myers. Now Figge right side, he's doubled, has to spin away from some trouble, nearly threw it away, but Abbott collects at the free throw line. Now Fordham, short corner right, back to Abbott at the top of the key. Pass deflected, nearly intercepted. Winds up back into the hands of Abbott, who fires along 2. That one's strong, and the rebound collected by Cam Anderson. Here comes Troy, leading 16-5 with 2:45 left here in the second. Anderson calling for Judd. Or correction, that's Weber. Now Anderson a 3, short. Rebound brought down by Fordham for Onega. So here come the Buffaloes. They'll walk it up the floor. Zach Fisher, 2.5 minutes to go here until halftime. Troy with a 16-5 lead. They led 8-2 after the first quarter. Here's Myers, top of the key. Right side it goes to Figge. Figge holds it high, swings it through, triple threat position. Now puts it on the triple 2 times, picks it up, hands it off to Fisher. Fisher curls around the arc, gets it back to Abbott up top. 1 dribble, deflected pass out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Dorsey and Simpkins coming back into the game, replacing Fordham and Abbott. So from the side out, Onega throws it in. Coming down to the final 2 minutes here until halftime. It's a 16-5 lead for Troy. Simpkins nearly lost the handle. They get it inside to Dorsey. Nice ball fake. A lot of contact inside. No call. And the rebound collected by Weber. Here comes Troy up the way. And then his pass deflected, intercepted. Good defense there by Casey Myers to force the turnover. We're down to 1:40. Troy, I can tell, is wanting to push the pace. The Buffaloes are not. Pass inside, partially blocked. And coming away with it is Cam Anderson. Cam Anderson going to be called for a carry, so a turnover by Troy. We'll give it back to the Buffaloes with 1:27 left here in the quarter. And it's a 16-5 Troy lead as Abbott comes right back into the game after a quick breather, replacing Myers. The full court pressure has certainly been bothersome for the Buffaloes here in the first half. Here's Fisher. They break the pressure. They got a 2-on-1 break. Abbott goes all the way to the rim, and he can't lay it in. But somehow Dorsey gets the rebound, and his shot is blocked out of bounds by Norris. We've seen a few blocks from Jarrett Norris here in the first half. The Buffaloes keep it down 16-5 late second quarter. Coming up on the final minute. See how the Buffaloes want to play this final 60-plus seconds. There's a whistle and a foul. They get this foul on Griffin Weber. That's his 3rd. And he certainly doesn't like the call. And Bowden Bennett will come back in for him. This sends Zach Fisher to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity. Stops the clock at 65 seconds. The free throw is no good, and a rebound cleared by Cam Anderson, who's putting together a good first half. Final minutes here in the second quarter, 16-5 Troy. Halftime coming up here in just a few moments. Top of the key, good ball reversal. Nice dive to the bucket, whistle, and a blocking foul is called. Free throws coming up for Reagan Hartman, the junior. So Reagan has 3 points, knocked in a triple in the first quarter. It's a 50% free throw shooter, first one up and in. He's got 4. It's a 17-5 Troy lead. It's under 47 seconds left here until halftime. Hartman again. Free throw up. In and out, no good. Rebound for Jeremiah Dorsey, his second rebound of the half. Here's Simpkins, left side. They got it to get across the timeline. Fisher does, just barely. 35 seconds. And if you hear it, Luke Baxter upsets, despite having the 9-5 advantage in fouls. Now we get a whistle and a foul inside. They're going to get this one on Preston Christensen. That's going to be his second. So now double bonus here for the Buffaloes with just under 22 seconds remaining here until halftime. This puts Casey Myers at the stripe, trying to get his first points tonight. They're down 12. And that one's pure on the first. So Myers in the books, came into the ball game averaging just over 8 points per game. So Myers coming up second free throw. 17-6 is the score. Now 17-7 as Myers goes 2 for 2. 17 seconds to go until halftime. Troy wants to play for the final shot. Down to 12. Here's Norris. Top of the key working on Dorsey. Kicks it to the right side. Here's a three that's short. And a rebound for Simpkins. Simpkins wants to get it up the floor, and it's out of bounds and a turnover. It's going back to Troy with 3.5 seconds to go. Colby Fordham's going to check back in real quick for Simpkins. So 17-7 Troy. They have the ball. Their side of the floor. Just 3.5 seconds to go until halftime. Get it into Hartman real quick. They hand it back to Cam Anderson. A deep three. Just off. No good. And we have hit the end of the first half. Low scoring. Troy by 10. 17-7 our score. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime is next. Keep it locked right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some munchies and funny. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
All right, welcome back. Boys game at the half. Troy with a 17-7 advantage on Onega. Our halftime coverage brought to you by, of course, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. I'm Brandon Tabb and Kirk Kilman back in at studio. Low-scoring affair. No doubt, Troy had an 8-2 lead after the first quarter. Onega went about 7 minutes in the first quarter before getting their first basket. Troy would outscore the Buffaloes in the second quarter, 9-5, take a 17-7 lead here at the half. Let's get the numbers from the first half. Cam Anderson leading all scores. He had 8 to go along with 4 rebounds. Reigning athlete of the week, Jarrett Norris, held in check, just 5 points and 4 rebounds for him. He came into tonight averaging a 20-12 double-double. They also got 4 points from Reagan Hartman. So again, 8 by Anderson, 5 from Norris, and 4 from Hartman. Just 7 points for the Buffaloes. They got 2 apiece from Myers, Figge, and Abbott. And then they got 1 point from Zach Fisher. For the Trojans, good job of ball security. Just 4 turnovers in the first half. They out-rebounded the Buffaloes 13-12. Trojans hit 2 of 4 free throws. Buffaloes hit 3 of 8. And Onega had 9 first half turnovers. 17-7 at the break. We'll get you caught up on some scores from around the area when we come back on the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show right after this.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Candleland Radio.
Little belated here to just getting a chance to catch up with Onega boys basketball coach Luke Baxter as they're coming out here to start the second half. Again, it's a 17-7 Troy advantage. Defensively, Onega's done a very good job. But offensively, they have struggled to score. They had 9 turnovers in the first half. The full court pressure by Troy has really been a problem. But certainly right in this game, it's 17-7, very low scoring. We got out to an early start tonight. No JV girls, so we got the girls game started out early. So we're kind of ahead of the gun here tonight. Do got some girls finals rolling in right now. We got a few out of the TBL. Frankfort moves to 5-3. They knock off Wetmore 55-35. Again, these are girls' scores from tonight. Of course, if you're joining us now, Troy defeated Onega in the first of our doubleheaders, 60-32. A couple scores out of the Big 7. Holton wins at Perry LeCompton, 41-19. Sabetha knocks off Hiawatha. Redhawks take their first loss as Sabetha wins another and get to 4-4. The final was 41-37. And then one out of the Northeast Kansas League. It's Moore Hill, Pleasant Ridge, and Pleasant Ridge gets their third win of the year, defeating Moore Hill 46-23. So we'll continue to roll in some scores as we get those throughout the evening. We got the second half coming up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton-Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
All right, right out the jump here to start the second half. It's an and one opportunity for Jarrett Norris. So the Trojans set up a nice play for Norris. A little give and go inside. 7 for Norris. 19-7 the lead. Make it 20-7 after the free throw is good. And then the Buffaloes turn it over, trying to step out and step in was Zach Fisher. I'm not sure. He just literally took the ball out of bounds, and they said he came over the line. That certainly was not the case, so Troy gets it back. So a 3-0 start for them in the quarter. Whistle and a bump and a foul inside. They get this one on Abbott's. That's his third. So Troy with the ball, they're into the floor in a 20-7 lead. Coming up on 30 seconds into this third quarter. Right side of the floor, Bowden Bennett's open for three, left it short. Nice box out and rebound there by Ty Figge. Now here come the Buffaloes, their first possession really in the third quarter. Here's Fisher, gets it across the timeline, quickly doubled, had it knocked away, but collects, gets it right side to Figge, and Fisher gets it right back. So 50 seconds into the third quarter, 20-7, Troy by 13. Here's Abbott's top of the key, right side to Fisher. Steps back, a deep three, short. Battle for the rebound underneath, collected by Weber. And here comes Troy. Here's Hartman. Nice pass inside, floater in the lane, off the mark, no good. Abbott's collects the rebound and gets it off to Fisher. Fisher had it knocked away, and it's kicked by Norris, but gets it back, and he's going to lay it in for two. Probably should have been called for a kick there, but he was not. So it's a 22-7 Troy lead. Abbott's with a nice ball fake. His layup is no good. He missed it underneath. Now we get a whistle and a foul. And the jump ball keeps the possession here with the Buffaloes. Boy, Abbott's had a point-blank layup that he just missed. So now the Buffaloes are down 22-7 with the ball. 6:25 left here in the third quarter. Here's Figge, top of the key. Angles right, now goes back towards the top of the key. Hands it off to Fisher. Fisher holds it right hip. Now they want to go over the top inside to Myers. Difficult shot through Norris is no good, and Norris gets the rebound. So Troy off to a good start as Weber's open for three, and that is good. Griffin Weber from downtown, and that's his 8-3 of the season. And the lead now is 25-7. It's an 8-0 run here to start the second half by Troy. So how do the Buffaloes respond after the Trojans open up with some fire here in the second half? 5:50, clock moving third quarter, 25-7. Troy with the lead, Onega with the basketball. Here's Figge driving inside, gets it off to Myers, back to Figge in the right corner, stops at the right elbow, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. I think we get a moving screen. So it is an illegal screen. Colby Fordham picks up the foul, his second. Team foul number two, and we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. So I think it's a full. Let's see. So a 8-0 start for Troy here in the quarter. Scores table, not sure if it's a full or a 30. So it is a 30. Okay, so finally collect. We'll hang out here. Another girls TVL final from tonight. How about this matchup? 7-1 Donovan West at 6-0 Centralia, and the Panthers stay undefeated. Now both teams, or Donovan West, excuse me, takes their second loss, but Centralia a 61-47 win. Panthers now 7-0, and D. West drops to 7-2. So a nice win for Centralia to stay undefeated. Centralia and Valley Heights, the lone TVL girls teams that are still undefeated. Out of the timeout, Troy with the basketball and a 25-7 lead. Offense has been hard to come by for Onega here tonight. They've struggled all year scoring, just averaging 37 points per game. Here's Weber, a drive, gets it off to Bowden Bennett. Cam Anderson, a deep range three, top of the key, it's good. Cam Anderson with 11 points and another triple. And it's 28-7, the lead is ballooned to 21. It's an 11-0 start, and Troy nearly forcing a turnover, and now a whistle and a foul. I think they get Jarrett Norris with this one. If so, that's his second. And it's the first Troy team foul here in the third quarter. 4:58 left to go in this third. 11-0 run to start the quarter for Troy. They finally beat the pressure, and taken all the way coast to coast and laying it in is Colby Fordham, and he draws the foul and has a chance at a three-point play. So finally the first points of the second half for the Buffaloes. Makes it 28-9. They get the foul on Hartman. That's his third. And the second team foul. Free throw is up and in for Fordham. That's his first 3 points tonight, and the lead is 28-10. Troy by 18 with 4:45 left here in the third. Here's beautifully well-executed design play, and it's Bowden Bennett who finishes for two, kisses one off the window, makes it 30-10. Now Norris comes away with a steal, and now Troy gets it back. So it's been a tough start here for the Buffaloes. Cam Anderson, a heat check. He left it short, but an offensive rebound by Bowden Bennett, and he spins and lays it in. Bowden Bennett's now with four, and it's 32-10. 22-point lead for Troy right now. Now the Buffaloes break the pressure. They have a three-on-one break. Abbott's all the way, and he'll lay it in. And now Luke Baxter wants to call a timeout as his team is back with a two-point shot there, but they're down 20 at 32-12. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. So we'll step aside, take a quick break. Back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports, Kansaland Radio.
So out of the timeout, Troy with the basketball. We got a stoppage of play. Troy right now with a 32-12 lead against Onega with 4:02 left in the third quarter. They open the second half on an 11-0 run and have just switched gears and are now in control midway through the third quarter. Here's Norris at the free throw line, turns, working on Abbott, gets by him, puts up a tough shot and lays it in. Jared Norris starting to feel it. He has 12 now. 7 already here in the third quarter, and the lead is 34-12. Here comes Figgy up the floor, stops, turns, gets it off to Fisher. His shot blocked. Good defense there by Bowden Bennett, but it's collected by Myers, and they'll reset. Zach Fisher gets it back. Right side it goes to Fordham. Fordham on the dribble once, right side on the wing. Top of the key it goes to Myers. Myers left side to Fisher, wants a baseline drive, cut off. Good defense by Bowden Bennett. Now Abbott's from 18 straight on, bottoms. Jason Abbott has 6, and the lead is 20, 34-14, with 3:08 and counting third quarter. Here's a reverse layup missed by Cam Anderson and a rebound by Ty Figgy. Then it's knocked away and out of bounds, and a turnover by the Buffaloes. It's going to go back to Troy with exactly 3 minutes left here in the third, and they lead it by 20 at 34-14. So left side on the wing, it's Bowden Bennett. Gets to the free throw line, now drives in, left his feet, gets it inside to Norris, who lays it up and in. Beautiful pass, now Norris with 14, 36-14. 2:45 left here in the third quarter. Get a timeout here by Onega as the Buffaloes again are having issues breaking this pressure defense by the Trojans. It is a full, so we'll take another one as well. 2:43 left to go, third quarter. Troy at home in control, leading Onega 36-14. We'll step aside. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
It's 43 left, third quarter. Troy with a 36-14 lead against the Buffaloes of Onega. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Early start time tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. Another Tuesday night of busy slate of high school hoops. Here's Myers, a short corner J from the right side. That's an air ball and a rebound collected by Hartman, who now has a couple of boards to go along with 4 points. Here's Hartman, gets to the free throw line, gets it up top to Norris. Norris on the dribble a couple of times, now wants to spin, turns, fires from the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound pulled away by Colby Fordham, and now here come the Buffaloes up the other way. Myers gets to the rim and lays it in for two. Myers with 4, 36-16, as we come up on 2 minutes left here in this third period. Top of the key to Bowden Bennett, steps to the free throw line, looks left, gets it off that way to Griffin Weber. Weber back up top, goes to Bennett, who steps into a wide-open three, left it a little bit short. Rebound, though, for Norris, goes right at Abbott and lays it in. 16 now for Jarrett Norris, and it's a 38-16 Troy lead with a minute 40 to go here in the quarter. Fisher turns, gets it off near side to Figge, who works near sideline across the timeline, gets short corner right, goes inside to Meyer, shot blocked by Norris, that's his fourth of the night, and still trying to fight for it, and it's finally picked up by Cam Anderson. Cam Anderson, good pass to Bowden Bennett, and one. Bennett's with six, he'll go to the line, extending the lead out to 38-16. Correction, 40-16. And the foul's on Abbott now, who's got four. So Bowden Bennett to shoot a free throw. Just his third free throw attempt of the season. And this one trickles over the rim and in. So Bennett's now with seven, all here in the second half. 41-16, Troy. The minute 17 left here in the third. Preston Christensen is back in the game for Troy. Norris gets a breather. Cam Anderson also gets a breather as well, as we see Christian Etherton, a freshman, into the game for Troy as well. Get a big lead late third. Here's Myers across the timeline for the Buffaloes. They reset with Fisher up top. Coming down on the final minutes of the third. It's been all Troy tonight in both games. Girls contest was 60-32, but the Buffaloes were only with six players in that game. There's a tip pass and a steal. Here comes Seth Judd. They're going to pull it out and reset with 45 seconds left here in the third. They go up top to Bennett. Beautiful pass inside. Easy layup for Preston Christensen, who's got his first bucket. Makes it 43-16 with now 34 seconds remaining in the quarter. They continue the pressure defense. And Simpkins having some trouble here, needs to get it across, and it turns into a turnover. And 20 seconds to go, Troy with it, can play for the final shot. Seth Judd up top now to Bennett. Down to 15 seconds. Left side to Weber here on the wing, facing down Simpkins with 10 seconds to go. Taking his time, 7 seconds, directing traffic, now 5 seconds. Here's Weber, gets to the top of the key, puts up a difficult shot, just grazes the rim, no good, rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter. It's all Troy, 43-16, which is 8 minutes to go. Fourth quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Final quarter here tonight. Quick whistle and a foul inside. Two free throws coming up for Troy's Christian Etherton, a freshman who was into the ball game. 43-16, the Troy lead against Onega. They dominated the third quarter as the free throw is good, outscoring the Buffaloes 26-9 in that third quarter. Turned a 10-point lead into a 43-16 lead. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Figge, and here comes Onega, down 44-16, just 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. So again, the TBL tournament, we should know the brackets at some point tomorrow. Of course, we got locker room chats tomorrow and Thursday, getting you caught up with all the area coaches. This gets to 30. We'll get to a running clock. As Weber has it top of the key for Troy. Right side to Seth Judd, the sophomore. Nice pass on the backdoor cut. A awkward layup try is no good, and a rebound for Zach Fisher. And here come the Buffaloes. So again, the seeding is done a little bit differently this year as Abbott has it swatted from behind by Preston Christensen, and out of bounds, it'll stay with the Buffaloes. As we get another sub into the game for Troy. And some younger guys getting some minutes here early on in this fourth quarter. 44-16, the Troy lead. Here's Abbott's top of the key. Left side it goes to Simpkins. Simpkins dribbling out of some trouble. Now swings a pass into the right corner with Fisher. Fisher stops in between a double team but gets it back out to Dorsey. Dorsey bouncing it to Abbott's, lost the handle, and it's a steal for Troy. Here's Etherton with the basketball. Kicks it out right side. Bowden Bennett's for three. In and out, no good. Rebound for Abbott's. And a whistle and a rebound. A hard foul as Abbott's goes down. Abbott's will come out. The foul was on Christensen. That's his third, so the Buffaloes get it back. 6:32 left in the game, but they're down 44-16. So here comes Fisher up the floor. Now Dorsey gets a touch. Simpkins left side on the wing. Triple threat position, standing down a double team. Gets it up top to Myers. Myers right side it goes. This is Figgy with it. Now back to Dorsey up top. And we were talking about the TVL tournament as Myers is bumped inside. Foul on the floor. They get Anderson with that one. That's his second. So the seeding is a little bit different for the TVL tournament this year. They're going by roughly quality of wins and losses. That's going to certainly play a factor in the seeding. And again, we'll know hopefully by end of the day tomorrow. Get that up for you and all the information about the TVL tournaments. We'll have some games for you. Here's a pull up by Zach Fisher. Gets some kind touch over the rim and it falls through. Zach Fisher gets his first field goal. He's got three. It's 44-18, 5:40 left in the game. There's a Troy team that's got some size and athleticism, good shooters. Jared Norris, arguably a top five player in this league right now in terms of what he's done through the first few weeks of the season. A lot of talent, for sure. There's a deep range three. That's nothing but net for Cam Anderson, who now has 14 points. And the lead is 29 at 47-18 with just over 5 minutes to go. Here's Fisher over to Dorsey, lost the handle in a turnover. Anderson for three again, this time not there, too strong. Rebound for Figgy, he wants to push the tempo for the Buffaloes. He'll jump stop, and a shot blocked and out of bounds by Norris, and it's last touch by Figgy out of bounds. That's at least, from what I've seen, five blocks tonight for Jarrett Norris. And we'll get some subs into the game. Preston Christensen back in, replacing Anderson. Abbott's back in. Simpkins, Fisher, Figgy, and Dorsey, the five Buffaloes on the floor. .445 clock moving in this game, 47-18. If Troy can get some points here, we'll hit the running clock with a 30-point game in the fourth quarter. Nice curl at the elbow, quick double team there, but a nice pass inside, whistle and a foul, and that's on Abbott's, and he's done. That's number five. So that'll bring up Casey Myers to check in. So Abbott's going to finish. He fouls out, 6 points and five rebounds. As Myers and Fordham are checking in, Fisher comes out too. We're at 4.5 minutes left in this game. Chance to make it a 30-point game as Preston Christensen is at the line, shooting just his second and third free throws of the season. He's missed his lone one so far. This one is off the rim, no good. Second one is up. Boy, he left that one well short, too. Barely grazed the front of the rim, and rebound for Ty Figge. He wants to go inside, gets it to Myers, turns, fade, shots, banks it in. Myers has six, and we get a timeout right at 4:20 left in the ballgame. Luke Baxter takes the TO. Looks like it's a full timeout, so we'll follow suit. 4:20 left in the game. Troy 47, Onega 20. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
SBS. 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, deflected out of bounds. 92-1 KMZA Seneca. Boys game coming down the home stretch. 4:11 left to go. 47-20. It's a 27-point lead for the home Trojans as they look for the sweep tonight.
Stay middle.
Troy on the inbounds gets it into the left corner. Now hands it back off to Seth Judd. Judd will pull up a long two, and that's good. Seth Judd, 5'8" sophomore, his first bucket. Lead back to 29 at 49-20. Again, with 2 minutes to go, Fisher lost the handle, picked up by Judd, a steal. Right side, here's a three by Etherton. That one short, rebound for Christensen. And Troy keeps it alive. Here's Judd, left side, swings it into the left corner to Etherton. Inside, shot up, no good. Another offensive rebound try is up and no good by Brogan Morris, who had just checked into the game. And a rebound for the Buffaloes. They get it back the other way. For the Buffaloes, 3:20 to go. They're down 29 at 49-20. Left side to Simpkins. This will drop the Buffaloes to 2-6 going into the TBL tournament this weekend. Troy will take a 5-game winning streak into the TBL tournament. After an 0-2 start, they'll get to 5-2. There's an air ball shot by Myers and a rebound by Troy. Again, a lot of young guys in the game right now. Troy able to keep it alive. Deflected pass and a steal by Jeremiah Dorsey. 2:45 left in the game. Dorsey gets it off to Simpkins. Far sideline, pushing the pace. Simpkins steps into a three. That's good. That's a good-looking play by Colby Simpkins. His first basket tonight. It's a triple. Makes it 49-23 with 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Judd, gets it inside, curls, and a nice pass to an easy, wide-open Preston Christensen, who now has four, and it's 51-23 with 2:15 to go. Fisher top of the key, Simpkins at the free throw line, rattles one in. Simpkins with five quick ones, 51-25, 2 minutes to go. Here's a deep three by Etherton that's no good. Goes out into the corner and out of bounds, so it goes back to the Buffaloes with 1:55 left in the game. As Figge will check back in for Onega. Boys halftime score in the Big 7. Sabetha and Hiawatha tied up at 29 apiece. Down to a minute 43. Dorsey top of the key looking for Simpkins. Not there. Hands it back to Fisher, high right. Top of the key goes to Simpkins. They want to go to a cutting Myers inside. Gets it on the block. Difficult shot. A little bit of contact. No good. Dorsey is going to draw a foul on the floor. Jeremiah Dorsey with the offensive rebound. They get Christensen with the foul, his fourth, and they will say it's on the shot, so they'll give Jeremiah Dorsey two free throws with a minute 23 left in the game. Troy with a 51-25 lead. Dorsey, three rebounds tonight. He's not scored until then. He rattles in the first free throw. We've got a lot of young players in right now for both teams. Down the home stretch, just a minute 23 left. Second free throw for Dorsey is short. And the rebound deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. With just 81 seconds to go. Simpkins to throw it in for the Buffaloes. Gets it short corner right to Dorsey. Wants to go right back inside. Shot blocked inside. Good defense. And then Dorsey finally able to come away with it. Another opportunity, and the ball trickles all the way to the midcourt stripe. Myers with a nice little move, and he lays it up and in. Myers with eight. 51-28 down to the final minute. Here's Judd. Gets to the elbow. Left-handed pass. Left side on the wing to Etherton. Down to 50 seconds to go. Judd on a cut. Now curls back into the corner. Bounces it to Etherton, who wants to fire. No hesitation on a three. Short. Rebound Jeremiah Dorsey. He'll clean it up. And the Buffaloes push the other way. Myers inside. Nice little ball fake. And Myers will draw the foul with 33 seconds to go. And he'll go to the line for two as the foul's on Brogan Morris. That's his first. So KT Myers, a good ball game tonight. 8 points, three rebounds, two for two at the line. 51-28, Troy with the lead. The free throw is up and in, and Myers now with nine. 51-29 the score. Two big wins tonight for Troy. The girls victorious in the first game, 60-32. Second free throw by Myers is up and good. So he's perfect at the line, 4 for 4 into double figures with 10. Colby Myers has checked into the game. So it's a 21-point Troy lead, 51-30. Final 30 seconds here in this one. I think they just try to run out the clock here. Again, we'll get you caught up on the numbers at the post-game show. We'll announce our player of the game. There's a shot inside, no good by Morris, and a rebound brought down by Simpkins. 13 seconds to go. Simpkins again steps into a three, and Simpkins has 8 points all here in the fourth quarter. Unfortunate for his team, it's not going to matter because it's going to be a 51-33 victory for Troy here tonight. So the final score, 51-33. Postgame next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Troy with the sweep. We'll wrap it up when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score in the boys' contest tonight. Troy gets the win over Onega, 51-33. Troy, their fifth straight win. They're now 5-2, and they stay perfect in TBL play. The Buffaloes drop to 2-6, and now 1-4 in TBL play. Kurt Kilman back in studio. Brandon Tadman with you, running through the final numbers in this one. We'll get to our player of the game momentarily. Brought to you, of course, by Farmers State Bank. So the numbers for Troy, again, moving to 5-2 overall in their fifth straight win. Jarrett Norris led the way, reigning athlete of the week, 16 points and 6 rebounds. Cam Anderson had 14 and 5, the lone two in double figures for the Trojans. 7 for Bowden Bennett. They also got 4 apiece from Preston Christensen and Reagan Hartman. They got 3 from Griffin Weber, 2 from Seth Judd, and then 1 from Christian Etherton. As, again, the two leading scorers tonight, Jarrett Norris with 16 and Cam Anderson had 14. For the Buffaloes, again, they dropped to 2-6, 1-4 in league play. They were led in scoring by Casey Myers, who had 10 points and 8 of those in the second half. They got 8 from Colby Simpkins and all came in just the final few minutes of the game. They got 6 from Jason Abbott, who fouled out in the fourth quarter. They got 3 apiece from Colby Fordham and Zach Fisher, and then they got 2 as well from Ty Figge. So, and then Jeremiah Dorsey added 1 point along with 5 rebounds as well. Onega, they had 17 turnovers. They out-rebounded the Trojans 29-23. Buffaloes were 7-13 from the free throw line. Trojans tonight 5-9 at the line, and they were very good, just 6 turnovers in the game. So ball security very good for Troy, as they have now won 5 straight games. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Now, by sheer numbers, you would think Jarrett Norris, he has a little bit of an edge over Cam Anderson, but Cam Anderson, of course, who's had a solid season. Second leading scorer, over 12 per game. He was solid really from start to finish. 14 points, 5 rebounds. Jared, of course, was our reigning athlete of the week. So we're going to go with Cam Anderson tonight. 14 points, 5 rebounds. Very efficient, knocking down a couple of threes, helping his team get the job done as they win it by 18, 51-33. Again, the final score. This one got to as big of a lead as 29, but Onega got some buckets late to kind of trim that lead down, but it was pretty much Troy the entire ball game. They ballooned the lead to 43-16 going into the fourth, but the Buffaloes outscored Troy 17-8 in the fourth quarter. So Cam Anderson, player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing the modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So Troy gets the sweep tonight. Girls victorious in the first game, 60-32. And the boys victorious in the nightcap, 51-33. So up next for these two teams, they await their first-round opponents for the TVL tournament, which should be starting this weekend. Again, we should have some games for you. We'll check the schedule. Of course, that'll bleed into next week as well. So it's about a week long. So it's going to be a lot of fun watching this TVL tournament play out. They step out of the league play, and they battle in tournament fashion. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that unfold starting this weekend. So by tomorrow, hopefully we'll have those matchups out for you. But until then, these two teams will rest up until the start of the TVL tournament. Again, one final time, Troy with the sweep tonight. Girls win it 60-32, and the boys win it over Onega 51-33. For Kirk Kilman, back in studio, I am Brandon Tabman. Thank you for joining us for our high school game of the week here on KMZA. We'll talk to you, hopefully, this weekend for more high school hoops on Kansaland Radio.